in our areas, we had vitamin A campaigns and immunization campaigns scheduled in the past couple of months. And what we found was that the government felt that they were so important that they should go ahead. So they sent the workers out, and the workers went out. They then began to protest. They said they didn't feel safe. They didn't want to go. And that was after only a few people showed up. So you had it from both supply and demand side. The workers said, actually, we're requesting that you postpone something as important as scheduled immunization until after the pandemic. And that was in the cases when only a few people showed up to demand the services anyhow. So I think that really speaks to the kind of unpreparedness, at least in our geographic areas in Bangladesh, to look at an alternative mechanism for delivering. As Razmi said, you know, their ideal was to shift to the higher facility level, but we have to understand in rural areas, those facilities may not be accessible to people. And public transportation in Bangladesh was shut down, so people couldn't reach those facilities anyhow. So from our standpoint there, we are quite worried about immunization and vitamin A campaigns because people have not received those services for the past 2 months.